music lineup has been stellar today. It's really taken me back. I'm only human, so true. Ryan Kallenberg is Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Strategy at Proofpoint. They're based in Sunnyvale, California. He's here with us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. So, Ryan, very much front of mind for everyone, this whole notion of cybersecurity, especially, as I mentioned, given what we're planning to hear or expecting to hear tomorrow as Jack Dorsey and Sheryl Sandberg make their way to Capitol Hill. As Carol mentioned also a few minutes ago, you guys are focused on very attacked persons, VAPs. Tell us about that.
It really is a fascinating concept because you think about all of the things that are happening in cybersecurity, from social media manipulation through to the phishing attacks that we've seen not only on our elections, but on pretty much every company of any size all day long, every day, that cyber criminals conduct. And really the one big thing that jumps out is that we are the target as people of nearly all of those attacks. It's not really our infrastructure. We know how to build that securely, but we as humans continue to fall for these attacks.
So when somebody's looking to hack into a network or a company or so on, they're looking to target certain individuals, or walk us through it, kind of what's the thinking?
Well, if I'm an attacker, I have a choice. I can do something hard or I can do something easy.
Yeah.
Most companies know how to build quite secure networks at this point. There have been many, many years of innovation, billions of dollars spent in R&D. On the other hand, if I'm a cyber criminal, I can probably figure out pretty easily through LinkedIn or even Google who has access to the thing I want, whether that's the ability to move money, information, access to a particular system, and I can send a directed attack specifically at them. And then all I have to do is figure out how to make them click.
And you say email is the biggest vulnerability. And to your point, we hear a lot about social media. We hear a lot about, you know, people hacking into Twitter accounts and all those sorts of things. I know that lots of companies are doing more and more training on phishing, and yet the criminals are getting more and more sophisticated, right?
Exactly. I mean, phishing is a 20-plus-year-old issue, but it continues to work. We rely on passwords for far too many systems. And actually, the world of malware is also more about an attacker tricking you into running their code than tricking your system into running their code.
And how do people, especially now that we are being trained on this, how are they beating us? How are they sort of getting around or maybe they're leveraging our most human tendencies here? What do you find?
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of plays to senses of urgency and the classic sort of lures, as we call them. But one of the really insidious things that's happening mostly on the cybercriminal side right now is that once you've taken over one email account, you can send email as that person
and also
set up very clever rules so that you're hiding that conversation from the actual owner of the email account. That's the sort of fraud that the FBI calls EAC, or email account compromise, which is up about $6 billion over the stats that they brought out this time last year.
So what's the next level of protection, or what do people need to think about?
Well, one of the obvious...
Since people are the problem.
Absolutely. Well, a great place to start is figuring out who those VAPs are.
Yeah.
Right? And they sometimes do surprise you at different organizations. It's not just the senior executives. It's not just the people who can move money. That you mostly learn from looking at phishing emails. What are the cyber criminals actually interested in about a particular organization? Beyond that, there are lots of sensible steps that everybody can take. Moving away from passwords towards stronger forms of authentication is
such
a great
as,
one.
What are the strongest at this point?
The strongest at this point are probably little hardware tokens that you can actually plug physically into a device. That's not very mobile friendly. It's not exactly next generation feeling, but it's the sort of thing that even Google has moved into recently. They're shipping their own hardware tokens.
Is fingerprint, faceprint, or facial recognition maybe not as secure as we think?
No, those are excellent forms of biometric authentication. The challenge is making that work with all of the older systems that we work with on a day-to-day basis, most of which still rely on that same old password that is so easy for the cyber criminals to trick us into putting into the wrong site and not the right one.
So taking a step back, you know, we talked at the top about this idea that, you know, Dorsey and Sandberg are going to Capitol Hill tomorrow. Where are we in terms of public perception of security, and are people worried enough? Are they too worried? Are they worried about the wrong things? I mean, you talk to both companies and consumers. What do you hear out there?
I think by and large, companies are worried about a lot of the right things. None of the descriptions around VAP would surprise a CISO at a top organization. On the other hand, there are very contentious issues being debated in the public sphere that often have very little to do with the actual threats that we are seeing. And oftentimes there are technology solutions positioned as sort of a cure-all when really there's no silver bullet to cybersecurity. Yeah. You have to do it in everything you do.
Ryan Kalimber, you are Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Strategy at Proofpoint, based in Sunnyvale, California, joining us today in New York. We appreciate your time.